Hi everyone, this is Karan from IV Experience. I'm joined today by Eric, also from IV Experience.
Happy Common App Day, Karan.
Happy Common App Day, Eric. So what we're going to do today is we're going to review the Common App, which thankfully came out on time, August 1st, 2017.
And without any problems this year.
So far, at least. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go through the application, kind of discuss some of the changes that they made. And for those of you looking at the Common application for the first time, we'll just go over some of the basic details of it, things you need to look out for, things you need to plan for, and how to kind of navigate the dashboard for the Common application. So once you create your account with your email, please make it a professional sounding email, not the one you created in elementary or middle school. Use a professional email with basically your name. It could have a few numbers in it. That's fine. But just the one that you're going to check every day, because there's a lot of email correspondence that you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, and make sure it's your student's email address,
correct,
not the parent's email. College is, you know, this student's applying.
Exactly, not you, the parent. Yeah, you're the one supposed to be filling out this application, so it needs to be your information that's in there. So when you log in, the first thing you're going to see is your dashboard. And Eric will kind of take it from here and talk about the dashboard a little bit.
Yeah, so right now the dashboard's going to be empty when you make your account for the first time. It's pretty simple to add colleges, though. We just need to go over to the college search tab, which is at the top. It's one of those gray tabs. And when you click on that, you'll be able to put in criteria. So most of you will have an idea of at least some of the colleges that your student will be applying to. So you can type in the college or the city name. And when you do that, for instance, if you type in Boston, all the schools in Boston and all the schools with Boston in the name are going to pop up. So you can pick one school like BU, or you can pick multiple schools at the same time. And once you click add, they show up in your dashboard. When you go back to the dashboard, all of a sudden they're there and you can see what writing requirements they have, what the deadlines are based on if you selected early decision or early action or regular decision. And then of course, once you do start submitting, you can confirm that you submitted both the application and the writing supplement, which actually need to be submitted separately. We're not gonna get into that today because I don't think anyone's ready to submit. We're just talking about how to input the information, which brings us to the Common App, which is that middle tab on top. This is the information that is gonna go to every school on your dashboard. So that Common App, if you have 12 schools on your dashboard, the Common App information, all of that will go to all 12 schools. And Karan's gonna start taking us through what information is on the Common App.
So basically the information that's going to go into your first part, which is your profile section, is just going to be about you, your name, your address, where you're from, your demographics. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that this part is optional. So you are not forced to fill this out if you do not want to. However, colleges will kind of infer certain things from just your activities, where you live, the high school you went to, and so it's up to you whether or not you want to fill it out. There's no right or wrong answer to this. Just keep in mind that colleges are kind of going to reach their own conclusions if you don't input this information yourself. And so it's up to you whether you want to, but just keep that in mind. One thing that the next part is also family. Now, family, you're going to have to fill out your parents, their educational background, your siblings, and if they've been to college, some of their educational background as well. Rather than having to compile this for every single application you fill out, because a lot of you are going to be applying to colleges that are not on the Common App. A lot of the bigger state schools have their own applications, and so you're going to have to input this information all over again on every single application that you fill out if they're not on the Common App. So one thing that we would suggest doing is making sure that you get all this down so that every time you fill out an application, you don't have to ask your mom or dad when they graduated from college or when they graduated from their master's program. Just have it all down in one place so that when you're filling out these applications, it can be a little bit easier.
Yeah, and actually once you do fill it out on the Common App, if you click the preview button on the top right, it will give you the option to print it. So you can always just print it out and have it next to you, whether you're filling out applications on the Coalition or any of the schools that have their own applications that Karan alluded to as well. Once we get past the family section, the next section up is education. This is where you put what high school you went to, input your guidance counselor information. If you've been to multiple high schools because your family moved or you switched schools, there's spots for that too. If you took any college level courses where you earned college credit, whether it was during the school year or the summer, you can put that in too. When we get down the grades, this is when we start getting a lot of questions from students. The first question is graduating class size. Ask your guidance department questions like that. They should be able to provide answers to you. When you put in your GPA, we always say put in your weighted GPA. Don't put in the unweighted. After the grades, we get to current or most recent year courses. So these are the courses that you are taking senior year of high school, not junior year. They want to see the senior year course load. Make sure you put all of them in, and make sure that the names match up exactly to your transcript. By the way, small note, whether it's on this section or you're putting down your address or really anywhere, make sure you capitalize words and titles that should be capitalized. Again, just like when Karan was saying, use your a professional sounding email address. You want to come off professionally. This is your application to college after all. Underneath courses are honors. These are academic honors. Things like National Honor Society or the fact that you made honor roll, definitely put those things in. They are totally relevant and you want to make sure that they're included here. And then when you get down to future plans, this is where you put in your career interest and the highest degree you intend to earn. Really important. It's okay if you're undecided. Make sure, though, that whatever you put in future plans matches up with your intended majors that you put down when we get to the colleges and their supplements. And you'll understand what we mean by that in a short bit, but make sure that they match up. Don't put down in future plans that you want to be a lawyer and then under my colleges talk about how you want to study biology and that's your major of choice. So just something to keep in mind. After education is testing. This is for the SAT, the ACT, SAT subject tests, and APs. All of that is going to go here. What's really important to note is, let's say, for instance, you're submitting your ACT scores. When you click on the ACT test tab after you say that that's what you want to submit, the first question it asks is, how many past ACT scores do you wish to report? Important note there, because you don't need to submit all of your test scores necessarily. You can pick how many test dates you send. So let's say you're going to pick two. Now let's also say you're planning on taking the September ACT. You can indicate that you're taking one future ACT sitting and say what date that you're taking it. What's the most important about when you input your ACT score is that they only want the super score. They're not asking you for all your section scores from every test date you take, which this is really cool. So if you took the test in December and then you took it again in February, it's only asking you for your highest section scores from each. So if your highest English and reading scores were from December, that's the only thing you're putting on the Common App. If your highest math and science scores were from the other test date you took, that's the only, you're not putting lower scores on the Common App, which is really nice. For SAT subject tests and AP tests, you can put those in too. Before I hand it off to Karan to talk about activities, one additional note. Just because you input these test scores onto the Common Application does not mean you have finished sending your test scores to college. If contact us if you have questions about this, but you still need to submit the official transcripts from your SAT, ACT, AP, and SAT subject tests through College Board or ACT. You have to actually send those score reports through there. So with that said, we know the testing gets a little complicated. Don't hesitate to contact us if you have questions, but we're going to move on to activities.
So activities are where you're going to put in your clubs, your sports, your community organizations that you might have been volunteering at outside of school. So one
Jobs
thing,
too.
sorry?
Jobs too.
Jobs too. Yes, definitely jobs. So, and conveniently under activities, they list for you all everything you can include: arts, athletics, clubs, employment, personal commitments, and anything else that you do. Playing video games is not another pursuit, just to keep that in mind, unless you're playing professionally or competitively. With that being said, your activities, how do you rank them? Don't just rank them in terms of importance to you. Rank them in terms of importance to colleges. So, for example, say you love playing soccer, right? And you've been playing soccer, but you're on the varsity team, but you never play and you go to practice. Well, that's great. I hope, like, it's great that you're getting out there, you're going to practice. However, in terms of accomplishment, that job you're holding for 20 hours a week holds a lot more weight for the college. And so that's going to be something that you want to put higher up. Jobs, especially ones that you're holding throughout the school year, and even summer jobs and internships, are ones that you really want to focus on, because these are places where you're showing responsibility, right? A lot of clubs in school, you can just sign up and you're part of the club. However, jobs, someone's hiring you, someone's bringing you on, you have responsibilities, you have commitments, and that shows a lot more to the college than necessarily a random club or activity that maybe you spend 2 hours a week doing. And so just keep that in mind as you're filling out these activities. It's level of a commitment and level of responsibility are kind of the two things to look at as you rank these activities. The next part of the Common Application is the writing. So the writing is basically your Common App essay or your personal statement. This is going to be an essay that goes to all the schools that you apply to. The Common App does a good job of required versus not required. In terms of the personal statement, almost every single school that's on the Common App is going to be under that required section. However, if it's not, just know that your essay will not be going to that school. There's a couple steps here. The first thing you need to do is choose the prompt. The first prompt in the Common App, which is just tell a story that your application would be incomplete without, is kind of the one you're going to pick if your essay doesn't fit into any of the other prompts. However, if your essay does fit into one of the other prompts, you should choose that as your topic for your essay and as the prompt you chose to answer. Now, there's a new part to the Common App this year called Courses and Grades. We're going to skip that for now just because there are currently only 7 colleges that require it. They are Chapman University, George Washington University, the New York School of Career and Applied Studies, Ohio State University, Purdue, USC in South Carolina, or in Southern California, sorry, and then West Virginia University. We will cover this at the end. So if you are applying to one of these schools, feel free to listen at the end. However, if this does not apply to you, we just wanted to leave it at the end since it was something that applies to so few schools. So with that being said, let's head back to the dashboard where we have our colleges added on, and we can talk a little bit about the supplements and how we kind of deal with those. So
to get to access the supplements for each of your colleges, we're going to click on the second tab over called My Colleges. And any schools that are on your dashboard are also going to show up in the left-hand column under My Colleges. We have a bunch of schools that we added earlier this morning on, and just we're going to give you a sense of how different schools present. So one school that we added towards the top of the list is Brown University. So when we look at Brown, there's a few sub tabs once we click on it. There it says questions, it says recommenders and FERPA, says review and submit the Common App, and under the writing supplement it says questions and review and submit the writing supplement. So again, an important note, you submit the Common App and then the writing supplement for each school separately. As far as recommenders go, this is something that you can talk with your teachers and counselor about. You have to add them so that they can submit recommendations through the Common App. We're not going to really talk about that now. We're more concerned about the questions and tabs, and then the essays as well. So a lot of this is pretty straightforward information once you go through the questions for each school's supplement. They're going to ask you whether you're applying early decision or regular decision. They're going to ask if you are applying for need-based financial aid. They're going to ask you about the top degrees or programs of academic interest that you may have. Sometimes they'll ask about activities. This is also where, if you're a legacy at a school or have any contacts, or if you visited the school, they oftentimes ask questions about that so they understand how much interest you've demonstrated or what your personal and family connections are to the school. Under the writing supplement, when we click on questions, this is where you oftentimes find the supplement essays for college. And the key word there is oftentimes, because not every single essay can be found in a writing supplement. Great example, even for Brown, is they have a separate essay under the activities tab in the application section under questions. And yeah, that's a lot of things and that sounds complicated, but just what's really important is before you assume that there's no essays, make sure you click through every tab, because under activities for Brown, it says, please briefly elaborate on one of your extracurricular activities or work experiences. Now, a great example of how sometimes these essays are hidden is New York University, which when you click on that, it doesn't look like they have their own writing supplement. But when you click on questions and you start scrolling down under the general tab, lo and behold, there's a whole prompt asking about why you want to go to NYU. That's 400 words. So we understand it's really frustrating because there's not really consistency across all the schools where the essays are. Again, if you have questions, don't hesitate to contact us. But the essays, that most of the supplements do have essays, some of them don't, and that's okay. It just varies school to school. There's really no rhyme or reason why one school has no essays and one school may have five or six essays. So at this point, that's our basic overview of the Common App. We're going to return now to the courses and grades sections if you're applying to one of those schools. Again, that's Chapman, GW, the New York School of Career and Applied Sciences of Touro College, Ohio State, Purdue, University of Southern California, and West Virginia. So if you're applying to any one of those seven schools, stay on. If not, you can reach back out to us by phone 267-888-6489 or email info@myivyexperience.com anytime, and we'd be happy to answer your additional questions. So Karan, do you want to talk about the courses and grades section?
Yeah. So once you click on, you go back to Common App and click on courses and grades. And so the first prompt, it just asks you, do you have access to your transcript? One thing to keep in mind is get your transcript from your guidance counselor before you start filling out this section. You want to make sure the course names, the grades, and everything are reported exactly the same as they are on your actual official transcript. So let's just go to ninth grade. The first thing that you're going to do is click on Add Ninth Grade Courses and Grades. So it's going to give you a little pop-up prompt, and what you're going to do is choose your school. So the school you're going to choose is your high school. Now, usually there'll just be one drop-down if you only attended one high school throughout your high school career. However, if you change high schools, there's obviously going to be more than one choice. So we click on the high school of our choice, you select the grade that you are in, you have to choose which years you're in that grade. So if you're the class of 2018, for most of you, your freshman year is going to be 2014-2015. So you click on 2014-2015, the grading scale that your school does. So what is the scale that shows up on your report card? Do you get A through F? Do you get numerical grades? Do they give you a GPA number instead? So choose the grading scale, and then also choose what sort of schedule your school is on. The schedule your school is on is how many times do you get your report cards throughout the year. If it's semesters, that means you get grades twice a year. Trimesters, three times a year. Quarters, four times a year. And yearly only means that you only get your grades at the very end of the school year. If it's something else, it's other. And then you can kind of elaborate on that. It tells you, please describe, and you can do so. So let's just click quarters, since that's what a lot of high schools are. So it says the first part it says is course name. And even it says hint, enter your course name exactly as it appears on your transcript. Make sure to not mess this up. If everything's capitalized, capitalize it here. If it's certain things are There's spaces, there's an H for honors. If there's the full word honors written out, make sure that it looks exactly like it does on your transcript. Next is a subject. What subject is it in? Is it a math class? Is it an art class? Is it a science class? Is it a religion class? What is it? So different schools will have different names, again, for different things, but just know what classification your school uses for that particular course. And then lastly, you are, in terms of describing the course, you have course level. So was it an AP class? Was it an honors class? Was it a regular class? Was it an accelerated class? So this part should be pretty self-explanatory. They give you a decent drop-down menu, and it even says ask your counselor if you aren't sure what to choose, and do exactly that. If you're not sure what to put for a particular course, just ask your guidance counselor. And the last part is report course grades. So for just the example of this, I've chosen quarterly and I've chosen A through F scale. So say I get A through F grades, just put in the grades that it says on your report card. So B plus, A minus, B plus, and then what your final grade was on your transcript for that grade. Obviously, for a lot of you, if you're applying regular decision, you will have 12th grade grades to report. Keep in mind, and they understand that you won't have every single grade yet, and so you won't necessarily have to worry about filling out every single grade as you're doing so. So once you're done with all of your ninth grade classes, it doesn't matter if it was a semester class, whether it was a class that was just a quarter, make sure to fill out all your classes for every single grade. And then finally, you have to check off, I have reported all courses for this grade, and make sure to do so. There's finally one tab that says other courses. Are there any other courses that you took post 12th grade in the summer that maybe not on your school transcript, but maybe you took a geometry class over the summer so you can get ahead in math? This is where you want to include that, and you would provide the information for those courses as well. So that covers the entire Common App on our end. As Eric said, if you have any questions, give us a call at 267-888-6489 or email us at myivexperience.com. In the meantime, the Common App hasn't had too many major changes this year. The courses and grades really only is a major one. And we'll kind of do something similar to this when the Coalition application comes out, and we'll kind of walk you guys through that one as well. With that being said, have a good day, and I'm signing off on behalf of Eric, Carlin, and myself.
Bye-bye. Take care, guys.